This is Daily Discipleship with Jack and Carol Mayhall. Today, our final segment on effective communication in marriage. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, special guests Jack and Carol Mayhall.
A few years ago, I had a job in which I traveled about half the time. But this soon caused major conflicts for both Carol and me. I'd be on a trip, and all the time I was away, I was with people. People, 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 until I was up to my frustration level with talking, interacting, and dealing with problems. When I got home, I was talked out.
On the other hand, I'd been home with our small daughter, the washing machine, and the dog. When Jack walked in the door, I wanted to hear all about the trip. I wanted Jack to talk.
The first two or three times this happened, we spent the whole evening arguing about the problem. I became angry because Carol didn't realize how I felt, and she was irritated at my not understanding her needs to talk. Eventually, we found we had a generic problem, one that would be repeated again and again and create greater and greater tensions between us. A generic problem demands a generic solution.
So Jack and I took some steps that might help solve any generic problem. First, we defined the problem. Sometimes in doing this, I have to write out the problem. When I both pray and write it out, God helps me to come to grips with a real issue. In this case, the issue was that I needed intimacy or relating, and Jack needed space to get over the intensity of the trip.
Then we explored solutions that would meet both our needs. Carol felt that after waiting 2 weeks, she could wait 24 more hours. If I felt like staring at the ceiling or not talking, that was okay. However, my part was that after a good night's sleep in my own bed and 24 hours to crash, I would take Carol out, tell her all about the trip, and relate in the way she needed.
We find that most couples don't take the time to define the conflict, and so it has to be solved over and over. A further step is to set a time to discuss whether the solution you've chosen is really working. If not, brainstorm again. Pick another solution and try it.
Generic problems involve everything from spending money to using time to taking vacations. God will give you wisdom as you define the problem together, discuss solutions together, and work through that solution together.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship